Hey everybody, this is Chris Eggleston and welcome to another exciting episode of Marketing Drafts. Good to be with you today, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Alright, so today, as promised, I'm finally getting to an episode I promised or a topic that I promised to deliver several episodes ago. So the reason I was waiting is just trying to see if we could put some more testing behind this, do some of our own experiments before I release this idea to y'all. But anyway, here is the concept. The concept is how to use live streaming to test your webinars. All right? So first off, let me preface this with, why would you want to test your webinars? Well, creating a webinar, performing a webinar, producing a webinar a lot of time, if you do it right, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of time, because not only are you, you know, doing the presentation, creating a presentation, organizing a presentation, but you know, creating opt-ins, registration pages. On top of that, you are also doing marketing to drive traffic to the registration through email marketing, through advertising, whatever your options are, right? So there's a lot of work, and really a good strategy is, you know, say for example you plan your webinar on a Thursday, then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you know, if your webinar is Thursday afternoon, then Thursday morning, what you're doing is focusing on driving new registrants to this registration page. You perform the webinar on Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all about increasing sales or conversions, right? So through an encore webinar, through a replay, through whatever you're going to do to drive additional sales after the webinar is over, okay? And then you would essentially repeat that cycle. So then Monday you start advertising and marketing for the webinar again to be on Thursday. Right? So there's a lot of work involved. Essentially you're talking about 7 full days of work in order to get real results out of your webinars. Now, what if you have a new webinar idea? What if you're pitching a new product or a new service? What if you're pitching a new concept, right? Something that is new to you, new to your business, going to be new to your market. Well, here's kind of the idea. So what you could do, instead of, you know, creating slides and creating all this effort, just jump on Periscope, jump on Facebook Live, jump on YouTube Live, and just do a shorter version of your webinar, right? Instead of the build-up, instead of the ending promises, instead of all this stuff of the webinar that you're going to build out in your funnel or in your presentation, on your Periscope, what you're going to do is you're going to get to the meat. You're going to get to that core value that you're going to add. And obviously, you want to title your webinar good. I'm sorry, your Periscope. You want to title this live streaming with a persuasive title. You still want to promote it on Twitter. You still want to promote it through Facebook. You still want to do those things, but you're not setting up an ad campaign. Maybe you're going to run an email. You can preset an email. Say you're going to do your live stream on Tuesday at 11 a.m. And so maybe you preset an email to go out a couple times Tuesday, like right before you do this Periscope, right? So that it's live, it seems like it's more off the cuff, and you're going to go into the same process of, you're going to really focus on one thing, what's one problem, one issue, one thing you're going to solve, one thing you're going to deliver on in this presentation, and then share some solid value. And because it's live streaming video, you know, maybe be at a whiteboard, maybe be at a white pad, so you can draw some things out, illustrate some things, add some value that way. But then you're going to go through this process, and of course you want to have a call to action, right? You still want to have a call to action so that you can measure the results of this new pitch, this new webinar you want to teach, this new strategy. Because essentially it's because it's off the cuff, right? The people who are following you on these live streaming platforms, and the people you're going to get notified via social media, and the people that are just going to going to find it who are bored and on Facebook or bored and on Periscope. They're going to jump on. So, you know, you're not going to have the audience that you would have if you've spent 3.5 days promoting the event. So you'll have less of an audience, but so you still want to have a call to action so that you can track your results of this process to see if it's worth putting the effort into actually building out a webinar. And you may do this more than once, right? You may try it a couple times at different times of the day, and you may put out feelers and say, hey, look, we did this live Periscope. It deletes in 24 hours. Go watch it. Let us know what you think. Right, so you're getting some feedback. So you're using urgency and scarcity because it's going to delete in 24 hours. Now that is not a default anymore. You have to go in and you can set it to delete, or you can manually delete it from Periscope. I just recommend that you have it downloaded first. But anyway, and I'm not really sure how Facebook Live is. I'm pretty sure you can't delete it. It's probably always there. Maybe you can. I've never tried to delete a Facebook Live post. But anyway, so that's what you're doing. You're gonna do that. You're gonna do the hardcore value. You're gonna have some call to action again, so you can track the results. And that hard call to action may just be to go download a quick PDF that you threw together. That's just an outline again of the things that you taught. Maybe it's an opt-in to, you know, have access to the webinar that you're gonna do. We're gonna go expand upon this. Maybe it's access to the waiting list for this product that you're promoting, or whatever it is. But you want to have a call to action, and you want to drive people to this result. If you have a previous product, maybe that relates to this new pitch or this new webinar topic, send them to there and see if you get more conversions. Maybe set up a identifier link, right? Like use bit.ly.com to create a unique URL, or, you know, set up a URL on your website that redirects to that product or that thing. But that way you can track, because only the people that are going to see that URL are the ones who are on these live streaming channels. And you can even try it. You can record them both at the same time. So if you're doing Facebook Live and Periscope, you can do the recording at the same time, or you can do them different times. If you know that you have better engagement on Facebook, maybe after 6 p.m. or after 7 p.m., then maybe you'll do Periscope in the morning and do Facebook in the afternoon, and you can set up unique URLs for each of those different audiences so that, again, you get better tracking, better results, better data, so you can see the results better. But then if you're getting a lot of feedback, if you're getting a lot of interest, if you're getting a lot of comments, if you're getting a lot of shares, if you're getting people going and following through in that call to action, then you know it's something that you want to pursue and move into a webinar, and now you have an audience that you can immediately market that webinar to. And then if you don't get any of that, then obviously you don't want to spend the time creating your webinar, creating the marketing process, you know, doing the advertising and putting all that effort in to try and pitch something that on a webinar that's not going to produce because people aren't really interested in it. So live streaming can be very powerful in a lot of different ways. And I think this is just one way to really put out a test, because, again, you're going to get people who aren't in your audience. You get cold people that maybe you get into your funnel who maybe will give you some feedback live as they're making comments while you're streaming. So you might want to have somebody there if you can't do both, if you can't present and manage the comments, and you might want to have somebody with you to be able to do that, to manage those comments and point out any things that you want to address. But you'll get real-time feedback, and that's really going to be powerful. So you still want to present well. You still want to add a bunch of value. Those things are obviously necessary. You're not going to go through, again, if normally you would do like an hour webinar, then your live stream, maybe it's only 25 minutes, right, and maybe 30. And because you're live streaming and you're capturing people like in the moment, and they may be busy, they may only have 15 minutes. But they figure they're going to jump on because the headline really caught their attention. So again, you're going to shorten it, and you're going to get right to the point, add a bunch of value with your call to action, and then figure out if it's worth pursuing in a webinar. And you may do it more than once, and you may change. You may do it again with a different headline or a different title. That way, you can see, you know, maybe the title just wasn't powerful enough, and maybe the time was wrong. right? Or maybe you can add a little bit more value. But if you do that a couple of times, it's less work, it's less effort. You kind of let social media and the platform do some marketing, some advertising, some promoting essentially for you right there in real time, and you get some real-time feedback. So that's what I was promising. It's super cool. It's a great way, again, to test your ideas, to test new concepts, new trainings, new products, whatever, and to really see if it's worth putting in all that effort to actually do a full-blown webinar. And I'll give you an example of where live streaming still is right now. It's been around for a while. I mean, starting with Periscope really carrying it. And I think since Facebook has introduced their streaming app or platform, more and more people are using it because more and more people were using Facebook maybe than they were Twitter in that sense. And so when Facebook launched theirs, there was more adoption. And so anyway, there's a lot more usage than there wasn't necessarily when Periscope started it. And here's the thing where it's kind of at today. I was at a meeting last week, and it was a little workshop the title was something like Startup 101, Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Entrepreneur? And I went to make some connections, to kind of see, to meet some new people, to try and round up some new target, local target audience, some small businesses that I could work with here locally. And I'll do another episode on this because I was sorely disappointed in the presentation and the whole workshop. But I was able to really stand out because at the end there were a bunch of questions being asked, and the presenter, who's supposed to be this business coach or consultant, really wasn't able to answer these questions that these people had. And so I was able to step up and I didn't just answer the questions. I added some real value in application, in thought application. For example, one lady said, I've been in the TV industry. I've been an actress and a writer and all this stuff for a long time. And I'd really like to create my own reality TV show. And she asked this consultant lady if she knew anybody, in the film industry. And she said, no, not really. But she said, you might want to talk to so-and-so because he does film production and has a studio here in where I live in Arizona. And anyway, I said, wait, did you say you want to produce a reality TV show? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, let's take a step back. Do you know how much that costs? Like, if you think about it, that's going to be lots of money. You're going to have to have a really killer idea to get funding for it. And one of her downfalls was that she said, I don't want it to be dramatized. I don't want it to be fake. She said, I want it to be real, like a real, like reality show that's a real thing and not scripted, dramatized and fake. And I said, and that makes it even harder because, you know, what people want is that dramatized crap that you see out there, because for whatever reason, that's entertainment. And I said, so here's what you should think about. I said, you need to think about how can you take this concept of a reality show and break down an episode into 15, 20 minutes. Maybe you get away with 25, maybe 30. But think about it like a lot of the comedy TV shows I know are really short. You know, they're less than 30 minutes without commercials, right? So what if you could take your episodes and break them down to 15, 20 minutes and live stream them, right? So it is reality because it's real, it's happening live, and you're using social media to get the word out and to develop a following. I said, the live streaming applications are underused. I said, people are so bored with social media because it's been the same for so long. I said, you need to go out there and test your idea and allow people that are engaged in these social platforms. I said, for you, the best one's probably going to be Facebook Live. And use Facebook Live, build up an audience there, see if you get people interested. And if you do, and you build an audience of active daily viewers or weekly viewers whenever you put on your show, I said, what's going to happen is the network is going to come to you and they're going to want you to go mainstream. But you're not going to want to because you already have this platform. You've built this audience and essentially they're coming to you because you're adding entertainment or value, whatever, to their lives at some extent. I said, so we really got to stop thinking traditional in this and start thinking about how can you utilize the technology that we have today, how can you utilize social media and all these different components, right? And she was an older lady, and I don't think she really got it right off the cuff and was, you know, she was a little hesitant to that. But there was somebody else in the room who got huge value out of what I said about live streaming, because she's in the spot where she's trying to reach a new audience. And she's like, I don't know how to reach them. She said, but then when you said people are bored on social media and she talked about live streaming, she said, it just clicked. I knew I could use live streaming to reach my audience because they're the audience that are bored on Facebook. And so I had an opportunity to do a little consulting with her for 35 minutes or so, and just I walked her through a business strategy that she can implement, and she was super fired up. But again, it was using live streaming to start testing her idea, to start getting her idea out there and figure out what works, figure out what she can do to reach people before she goes out and spends a bunch of money on advertising, before she goes out and does a bunch of stuff to grow her business that's more traditional. So that's kind of the point of live streaming, is using live streaming as a means to test your ideas before you go spend all this effort and or money into doing something that you don't know what your result's going to be. All right, so go do it, go try it. The next time you have an idea for a webinar, or maybe it's an idea to improve a webinar that you already do, go see if it'll work. Or maybe even just to try hitting a different audience with your webinar, do the same thing. If you already have a webinar that you do regularly, or one that's most popular, then when you pitch it, or when you do it, it has great conversion, does great results. Then move that to live streaming and go see how well it does in the live streaming world. And, you know, do it more, make it more off the cuff. You're not going to have slides, obviously, and just make it more off the cuff and add some value to people that way and see if you can't grow a different audience from a different platform. But that was what I've been teasing you guys with for several weeks now. So hopefully that's valuable to you. Hopefully you're seeing live streaming as an option. And it's something that I myself have been building a new strategy for. So make sure you're following me on Periscope at Chris Egg. We are getting ready to launch my new business page, which will be Chris Egg. It's either Chris Egg or The Real Chris Egg. I'll make sure I get that out to you guys and let you know for sure when I know. But yeah, we'll do some live streaming there as well. So again, if you have any feedback or questions, if this was great, I'd love to hear from you. If you want some help setting up your test product here, your test Periscope, your test webinar, let me know. I'd love to help you out, just kind of give you some pointers so that you know kind of where to focus, what content to focus on, what areas to focus on when you do your pitch, your presentation. All right, so thanks for tuning in today. Make sure you head on over to marketingdraft.com to see this and all the other episodes, and check out any show notes that might be there. As usually as I'm typing these things up and publishing them, I come up with links that are beneficial or articles that I link to that add more value for you guys. So also marketingdraft.com and chrisegg.com, and we'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.